Cowboys will kick off the season at home. Home opener is this Sunday after taking care of Cleveland last week. They host the New Orleans Saints, and joining us now on the ticket hotline is our favorite contractor, Randy Cody. Good morning, Randy. We understand that Jerry Jones has hired you to get some stuff ready for this opener.
Boy, I tell you, and I ain't got much time neither, because I'm driving all over creation trying to put out fires amongst my ass and alligators out here. Oh, yeah, Jerry's got me doing a bunch of last-minute improvements over there on that Death Star before that home opener.
Well, I wouldn't think that place would need much work.
George, it's got so much wrong with it, I can't even start in on what's wrong with it. I've already had to replace the tractor beam they got out there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we upgraded it to 220. It's running on 110. It was drawing way too many amps, so we rewired it to 220. But he had me also do some improvements on that that owner suite he got there. He's had me install some privacy glass in that owner's booth so he could do all his, I don't know what he does, his nose picking and his panty pulling there in private.
Okay.
But we got into it over price. He just wanted to go with automotive tint, and I told him, I said, "Hey, Jerry, let's do this right. We got to get some switchable glass in there." He said, "What's that?" You know, and I explained to him smart glass. You know, uses electricity to change the opacity of it and everything.
Wow.
And he said, "Hey, I don't understand a word you just said. Just give me what them rappers put on their car windows." So,
Jerry said that?
Yeah, that's what we ended up having to do. You know, I learned a long time ago as a contractor, you know, you got to learn that the customer's always wrong, but you got to treat them as if they're always right.
That's right. That's the secret.
And I tell you, the thing that's driving me most crazy about this Death Star job is having to rehang all this wife's artwork she's got out here.
Yeah.
I don't know who they got to install it the first time, but they got all this gaudy modern art in that stadium, and it's all hung up with molly bolts and monkey hooks straight into the sheetrock. And well, I told that wife, I said, "You got to put that stuff in the studs or it ain't going to hold." And I showed her how she needed to move this one painting over about 4 inches or so, and she says, "No, I want it where I want it," and that's why she puts it in the sheetrock, you know. Won't even move it. I mean, this is like a 50-foot wall, and she won't move it 4 inches over just to get it in a stud, because she don't like the way it looks. So they had like a 40-pound Liechtenstein fall to the floor, and I mean, just destroyed the thing. But this whole place, it's a mess, I tell you. I asked her who was the GC on this job originally. She said some guy named Roosevelt. I don't know who that is.
Oh, no. He was the GC?
And the whole place is that they had me redo all the walls, too.
The walls?
Yeah, all the walls, too. The whole place is finished in old world.
Oh, yeah.
And they wanted to redo the thing, and I kept saying, "Hey, look, man, we got to do orange peel or medium drag or something on this deal, because you know how it is. I mean, sheetrock will hide a multitude of sins." But you got to put some texture on that thing. She wants it all flat.
That's the way they're going now.
Like, good Lord, you know how much work that is. Every imperfection going to show, and you're going to complain about every damn bump in this wall, aren't you?
That's what people want now,
but
though.
She wants it flat. Yeah. And they have all this trim that they spent, I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars on.
Yeah.
And I've told them once, and I've told them a million times. I've told so many women this. They get me involved in these jobs. I say, once you go paint grade, you can't go back to stain grade. This goes one way.
Why is that so hard to understand?
And it kills me because they got nice stain grade up here, and they're having me paint the whole thing. I have to take a paintbrush to every bit of trim out here.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
Stain grade oak painted silver and blue out here.
Oh, well, team colors anyway.
I don't get it, man. And this ain't my only job either. I got a new build in South Lake I got to get to. I got a redo in Lakewood, and I got to pop a top over in Little Forest Hills. And there I got a conflict in a job over in University Park. That's what I'm heading over to right now. My framers are putting up a custom build, and apparently the neighbors there ain't getting into the musical cultural diversity they're being exposed to. They got complaints about the house building music that my framers are doing. And
well, you are busy.
They're not down with that.
I know, and I'm running crews. You know, I don't know these guys as well as my normal crews. I just got so much work I'm having to take on guys that I haven't vetted, and they've been – I mean, they're just doing stupid stuff. They've been running a contractor generator full tilt outside the neighbor's bedroom. They left the inverter generator in the truck and take an open frame contractor generator out there. And I say, well, yeah, it's going to sound like a jet engine landing here. But they just stupid. You know, they don't think. They plug their microwave into the outdoor kitchen of the neighbors next door, and they threw a breaker inside there while people were not home. And they get home, and, of course, their fridge had gone out and everything. They ruined a whole fridge worth of food.
Oh, gosh.
So I got to pay for that, and now I got to run to the paint store and pick up some colors for Miss Jones, something called Honeydew and Palm Mist. I got to buy that.
Yeah, those are supposed to be popular colors here in 2020.
Very popular colors. I think they're brand new, just out or something. I don't know what's happening and everything, but I got to get out of here. And in my truck, this thing is rolling coal these days. I don't know what, if I got some bad rings or something on this deal.
Oh, man.
But it's looking like hell. I go over 300,000 miles on this truck, and I just leased the damn thing 6 months ago.
Wow.
300,000 miles.
That's what happens when you're running a lot of crews.
Well, yeah.
And a girl who's good with QuickBooks just quit, and so now that's got me all screwed up.
Man, your life is so chaotic.
It is, but we're going to get ready for the home opener so all them Cowboy fans can get out there and see what kind of debacle they're going to have going on the field.
But the stadium will be set, though.
It's going to be set. We'll get it done by hook or crook. You know how it works.
Got to get done.
Get her done. That's what we say.
Get
all right,
done.
Boys, you guys take care now.
All right, Randy. Have a good day. There goes Randy Cody working out at the stadium.
Man, he's busy.
He is busy.